So, yes, we want to note Whitney Houston's passing. We feel attention must be paid. But we don't want to start with Butts being called the note, you know, that key change in I Will Always Love You. And we don't want to start with last night's eulogies at the Grammys. We want to start with this. Here now, pop culture critic Renee Graham joins us in the studio. Renee, remind us who this is and why you want to start with that.
Hold Me was a song that was done with R&B singer Teddy Pendergrass, and it was a place that a lot of people first heard Whitney Houston. Everyone recognized Teddy Pendergrass's voice, and everyone sort of heard this woman singing and went, wow, who is that?
Right.
You know, how have we not heard this voice before?
That duet was in 1984, but Whitney Houston sang backup for so many singers, the Neville brothers, Chaka Khan.
She had been singing professionally since she was in her early teens. And so she was fairly well known in the industry, and there have been lots of attempts to get her on record. I mean, everyone recognized her talent immediately.
Let's listen to a little of her backup on Chaka Khan's I'm Every Woman. And Renee Graham, we know she began in the church. She had this famed lineage, and we keep hearing about that, but we're wanting to hear some of it. So daughter of gospel singer Sissy Houston. Let's listen to a little of Sissy Houston singing Glory Train.
All aboard the Glory Train. Step forth, don't remain.
Sissy was really, you know, quite the gospel singer, but also did a lot of backup work. She sang backup for Elvis Presley, for Dusty Springfield, for Lou Rawls. She was a very well-known session musician. And if you wanted a certain powerful voice behind your vocals, you got Sissy Houston. So it really made sense that that was also Whitney Houston's entree into the business as well.
Right, she's breathing in this air.
Absolutely.
When she's growing up.
Absolutely.
And then, as if that's not enough, her cousin is Dionne Warwick. Let's remember Walk On By.
Just let me grieve in private. Each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by.
To add to this, Whitney Houston's godmother was Aretha Franklin, who also started in the church, but Whitney did not go with gospel like her mom.
It's a very interesting distinction, even though she had her mother, who was this wonderful gospel singer, and Aretha Franklin was her godmother. The bigger influence, I always thought, was Dionne Warwick, because Dionne Warwick was always a pop star. You know, she was never promoted as an R&B star. She was always a pop star doing pop songs. Whitney Houston was exactly the same thing. Whitney Houston was never put out there as an R&B star. She was never supposed to be the R&B star who crossed over to the pop charts. She was always primed for pop success.
By Clive Davis. Discovered her, molded her. She goes on to release her debut album in 1985, How Will I Know, Saving All My Love.
We'll be making
the hits just kept rolling and rolling, and it came at this really interesting moment. You know, by 1985, MTV is actually starting to play black artists. So Whitney Houston, who was so photogenic, who was so gorgeous, was perfect for videos. She didn't have to dance. She didn't have to do a lot. All she had to do was look beautiful, and she had the voice. That was the thing. There'd never been quite a package, if I can use that word, like Whitney Houston, where you had the voice and the looks. You know, that was really what put her over. Absolutely adorable. She was black, but in every way, she was the girl next door. Yeah. And that was always Whitney Houston's early appeal, that girl next door.
Well, and she brings that to her albums. We mentioned the first in 85, the second in 1987, titled Whitney, first by a woman to enter the charts as number one. Third album, I'm Your Baby Tonight, three more hits.
She is, at that point, the biggest star in the world. And that's saying a lot in the 80s when you're also talking about Springsteen, Prince, Madonna, Michael Jackson. But right. At that point, especially by getting into the late 80s, the biggest star is Whitney Houston.
Well, we get into the 90s. She's now acting the film Bodyguard, and now the song that everybody's been playing. And everybody plays that moment after the key change in I Will Always Love You, The Note, it's called. Right. But you want to hear another part.
You know, the most extraordinary part of the song for me, and I knew the song because I was quite familiar with Dolly Parton's original song, but what Whitney did with the song when she opens the song, the first maybe 30, 40 seconds are a cappella. Who does that in a pop song? Mm-hmm. It is just Whitney Houston's voice, and that said everything you needed to know, if you didn't already know it by 1992, about just how extraordinary her voice was, that all she needed to do was sing.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Another moment worth noting, in the 90s, she sang the Star Spangled Banner at Super Bowl 25 in 91. Today I got an email from the campaign to defeat Barack Obama. They're sending out a long tribute to Whitney Houston and saying, you know, we know she had some issues in her life, but this was such a lovely moment. We want people to remember
it. It's pretty much considered the gold standard for performances of the national anthem. And, you know, even those who had previously dismissed her as a kind of pop confection had to give pause and praise. She absolutely nailed that song at a moment when the country was at war in the first Gulf War. You know, American flags galore, and she absolutely rose to the moment and sang that song like no one has ever sung it since, or probably ever will again.
You know, Renee Graham, we don't know what happened. We may never know what happened, but we do know along the way there was drug addiction, there was a violent marriage with Bobby Brown.
You know, things had certainly gotten difficult for her in the last decade, maybe the last decade and a half, particularly after her marriage to Bobby Brown. Now, you know, I don't know that it's fair to say it was all Bobby Brown's fault, but, you know, things really did seem to go off the rails for Whitney Houston. Once people started to see these other parts of Whitney, it began to take a lot of the attention away from her music, and it became that sort of sad moment when, you know, the pop star becomes the punchline. What's been extraordinary about the past few days is that there's been, you know, obviously there's the attention on that, but people have remembered her music. This weekend, because of her passing, people have been listening again to her music. You're hearing it, and people are going, oh, my God, I forgot just how good she was.
What would you like us to go out on, Renee, to remember that, to remember that fact?
It's a song from one of her big movies, which is Waiting to Exhale, and it's the song Exhale, better known as Shoop Shoop.
Here now, pop culture critic Renee Graham. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.
For every win, someone must fail, but there comes...